in the studio. She's talking about diabetes mellitus, enlightening us on what we should do about it. And she's on the process of hand over to her now to continue. So I started at the 3 P's as things that we should look out for when we are trying to look out for diabetes. So the 3 P's, they are namely polydipsia, polyphagia, polyuria. There are other ones, but I mean these are one of the telltale signs of diabetes. But polydipsia, it means a frequent thirst. Person is thirsty. Polyphagia, the person is hungry all the time. And for polyuria, the person is urinating a lot. So if you type this symptom in addition to there's a genetic predisposition like in the family, or the person is overweight or sedentary, in addition to other things, you can now just say, it's like you just want to get checked to, you know, to make sure. Other ones include blurred vision. These are some of the complications of diabetes. Blurred vision, fatigue and weakness. I mean, they are not getting the glucose that they need to love energy, yes. So they are always tired, they are weak, they are usually dehydrated. And when it starts getting to the end stage, you see that they have slow hemoglobin. They can have what we call diabetic foot and stuff. Yeah, that might require amputation in the most severe cases. The wounds are not healing. Yes. There's also the tingling sensation or numbness of the hands and feet too. But we try to say that anyone that has the above symptoms, especially the 3 P's, I listed earlier, face, hearing, and hunger, and urine. Okay, so just watch out for the face, hunger, and urine.
Right.
They should try to seek medical attention.
Yes,
they should try. Because as I said, and I'll keep reiterating, 90% of diabetes is the type 2. And we can try to prevent it by regular checking. So we should all go for regular checking. So if for any reason you don't end up doing what you're supposed to do, you're ignoring, you can have what we call diabetic acidosis, diabetic retinopathy. These are just more complications: cataract, kidney failure, heart failure, stroke, and in the end stages, death. People die.
So what you're basically saying right now is diabetes can actually develop into these complications you listed out.
Yes.
So it's better tackled at the early stage.
Yes, it's better tackled at the early stages, really. So how do we prevent diabetes, which is the crux of this discussion? Yes. So we'll take a break and I'll talk about the preventive measures. Okay, how do we prevent diabetes? I'll talk about from the predisposing factors I listed. That will give you an idea on how you would prevent them. Okay. So for those people, for obesity, you start to know about diet modification. Reduce your simple sugar intake. If you are a young, active man, and you pop out here now, and you know your family, there's a history of diabetes, and you see yourself on the heavy side, you can now say, I will cut out things like coke, Fanta. You can replace it with water, eat more fruit, eat more vegetables, eat more complex carbohydrate, healthy fat. You watch your portion general anyway. And we'll be talking about sedentary. Again, please let's try and move for our manual and our because we need to be active.
Just engage yourself in activity.
Yeah, if you can engage in at least 7 minutes of physical activity,
drive the week.
Yes, even riding your bicycle, just walking from here to there,
it really helps.
So in addition, when you recognize any of these signs, dizziness, weakness, the 3 P's I stated,
urine, thirst, and hunger.
Yes, you should try to look out for that and seek help from a medical professional.
Okay.
So also, please, we have to limit alcohol intake.
limit the smoking and abuse of drugs, because those also can predispose one, you know. Okay. But in the end, the best preventive measure is to detect, so look for anything. Regular monitoring of the blood glucose, yes. Is there a specific time to actually go for this checkup? Like, in interval, like 3 months, 2 months, or a year, or anything like that?
Okay, in addition to all the preventive factors, so you will go for, I think, for a yearly checkup, you can also always try and do a glucose test, random fasting, blood glucose, anyone, yeah.
All right, thank you very much, Dr. Ede. We are really glad you enlightened us on diabetes and ketosis. And I'm sure our couples learned a lot today. So, rounding up, we say thank you once again. So, this is the takeaway. Don't forget the 3 P's, any symptoms of diabetes, which are thirst, hunger, and urine. And we are in type 2, 90% of type 2 in diabetes.
Also, 2 or 4 people are on that road, so try and go for regular checkup, and in the end, it is largely preventable. Thank you.